Now we're going to focus on birthing the plan for your goal. I'll guide you through the process of tapping into your existing knowledge, identifying areas that need further exploration, and trusting the universe to reveal what you don't know when the time is right. And we're going to start with a brain dump. This exercise is all about getting everything you know about your goal out of your head and onto paper. Too often, we try to do everything at once. We have this big idea with maybe 25% of the steps, and then we get to Googling and we're all over the place. One minute we're Googling names for a new company, the next we're trying to figure out the best platform for our website. We end up with 500 tabs open on our computers and also in our minds, and then we wonder why we're overwhelmed. I liken this to trying to hold on to 100 balloons. Our hands grip too tightly, we're flustered and oversensitive, and then one by one the balloons start to fly away until we give up and just let them all go. Writing down everything we know is like tying the balloons down so that we can free up ourselves to focus on the next step, rather than trying to keep everything in our heads at once. By focusing on what we already know first, you avoid getting caught up in the endless cycle of information gathering, which can often hold you back from taking any action at all. So to start, write down every single step that you can think of, no matter how big or small, that will help you to bring this goal to reality. Don't worry about putting them in order yet, just let the ideas flow freely. Once you've written down everything that comes to mind, go back through your list and put a circle next to any steps that require more information or research. This might involve Googling, or maybe asking people who might know, or simply seeking out new resources to fill in the gaps. When your brain dump is done, it's time to start organizing all of those thoughts. So begin by putting your steps in order, kind of like creating a roadmap to guide you towards your goal. Be sure to keep your bigger why front and center as you do this, allowing it to serve as a kind of guiding light in your journey. You might want to do this module over the course of a few days because the work just up until this point can take a lot of energy. But hopefully now that you're actually working on your goal, you're creating excited energy rather than the guilt energy that you might have been holding by putting it off for so long. As a bonus step, you can also take a page to identify any obstacles that might arise along the way. So consider any potential challenges and then brainstorm solutions or even alternative approaches that might help you navigate these hurdles. And this step is optional. For some people, identifying these obstacles now helps to prepare to actually face them with confidence and resilience if they do come up. However, this step is not always necessary. For me, once I start becoming more intentional about what I'm aligning to and keeping my higher purpose in mind, a lot of the times the obstacles take care of themselves. Or how to take care of them is revealed when I need these answers rather than over-preparing beforehand. So it just really depends on your personality type and what works for your mind. Well, now that you've laid the groundwork for your plan, I want to remind you of the importance of doing this brain dump before diving into research. I said this earlier, but it's worth saying again. By focusing on what you already know first, you avoid getting caught up in the endless cycle of information gathering, which can often hold you back from taking any action. And remember, trust in the bigger plan that the universe has in store for you. Remind yourself that this desire is not just for you. It's all part of the divine plan. When you don't know what's next, ask for guidance and keep faith that what you don't know will be revealed when the time is right. In the next module, we'll break down your big list into actionable tasks. So I'll see you there.